We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
106.5 The End. It's the wake-up call.
This is a really interesting story about a TikToker. What is this TikToker's name, Katie?
Oh, gosh. It's Princess Glitterhead.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Her three-year-old come up with that?
I don't know.
So the reason why you are so obsessed, when you first sent me Princess Glitterhead on TikTok, I honestly thought that it was like a trick. It's not. This is this real woman on TikTok, and she's only famous on TikTok because she is so drastically misleading between her without makeup and something else that I'll get into in a second, and with makeup. She goes from what can only be described literally as hag-like, and then she puts on makeup, and she looks like almost like a model. But the big kicker, though, is she puts her teeth in.
Ew.
She doesn't have any teeth.
And she's a young person.
And then she literally, I'm not kidding.
Like, she transitions.
She transitions from hag-like into a model. It's like when the evil queen in Snow White goes from the evil queen to the witch.
Yeah.
If you want to see her, and you want to see her, trust me, you do, text the word teeth. T-E-E-T-H to 73389, teeth to 73389, and take a gander. Now, once you do, or even before that, if you already have an opinion about this, call us at 766-1065. Should somebody whose looks are that drastic feel an obligation to tell somebody that they are dating, in the early stages of them dating, just so you know, I don't look like this naturally. I look very different.
I am under the impression that, okay, without makeup, I'm somebody who looks very different without makeup on. I don't think saying like, hey, when I have my makeup off, I look super different is something you should ever have to tell a man. He should just assume it.
You are somebody that might want to think about telling somebody that you just look different, that you just look different.
Well, I did. When I met my husband, I was like, I mean, like, after we'd gone on a couple dates, like, he hadn't spent the night, or if he had spent the night, I had slept in my makeup.
Okay.
And so eventually I had to be like, when I take my makeup off.
So you did tell him.
I did, but can I tell you why? It's because when my first husband saw me with no makeup on, his reaction was not very kind.
Okay.
And so I did it to protect myself, not because of him.
Whatever reason.
Okay.
I don't care what the justification.
I think it should be, I mean, if you feel comfortable without your makeup on, you don't have to tell anybody crap.
This is a completely different human being. Like, if you're somebody that looks like a completely different human being, I don't know. I feel like there's some sort of obligation
to tell somebody you're dating. I think the only thing she has to tell somebody is, just so you know, sometimes my teeth come out.
It's not an everyday occurrence where somebody's teeth fall out.
It's not an everyday occurrence. But what, I mean, what about, okay, let me paint this scenario. What about a woman who gets a nose job and she gets a, because there is sadly, and I am saying sadly in all caps, a movement now where girls are getting plastic surgery on their nose or their chins or their breasts before or right around the age of 18. Like, I'm seeing a trend of like, it's a going away to college present when it used to be.
It's been like that for a
while. You buy your kid an effing laptop. Now you buy your kid a new face.
Yeah.
It's kind of gross and kind of disgusting. Okay. But let's say, for instance, you do something like that and you change your appearance on your face pretty drastically with surgery. Should you tell somebody that you did that?
Why would you need to tell somebody? What difference does that make?
I'll tell you. Let's say things get real serious.
Okay.
Let's say you get married. Let's say you want to have kids. you need to kind of prepare a husband that may or may not know, just so you know, this nose may not come out on our kid.
They're going to see old pictures of you.
What if you don't? I would imagine if you're somebody that's that self-conscious.
What if you don't?
Hold on. What if you're that self-conscious that you...
You burn every picture of yourself you ever had. You take it out of your parents' house.
Or you just don't show it to them. I mean, I've probably seen, I don't know, maybe a dozen, maybe two dozen pictures of my wife.
That feels like enough if you had a big schnoz.
From when she was a teenager?
Then you've seen her.
I guess I have, but okay. I didn't see them before we got married. No, because I don't
together for so long.
Because I don't really care that much. She didn't really see a whole bunch of pictures of me either. Like I feel like that's a big deal. Jacob, how would you feel if you found out that your girlfriend wasn't born with the face that she has now, and then you're about to have kids? Just, you know, and then your kid could get the face that she didn't like.
Honey, how come our kid has a pointy nose? I thought we had different shaped noses. And then you have a kid, yeah, so I can see, like, that being a whole thing of, like...
Okay, well, then in that case, don't you have to parade in every genetic thing that could possibly pop up in your DNA?
Not if it's something that you were so dissatisfied with that you had surgery to correct it before you were even done growing.
Okay, before you're done growing. Okay, that's not the norm. I don't know that we need
to... No, but it's a trend that's out there.
I think that if you are with someone seriously, it just comes up. I don't think that the scenario that you're painting is very plausible, where you are so serious that you want to get married and have kids together and you have no idea that this person had their face altered with surgery. So I don't think it needs to come up very soon in a relationship at all.
By the way, this is one thing that we can both agree on.
I have a great nose.
That's
all you were going to say?
Lots of people are texting in with some choice words about your first husband.
He is not a nice person.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.